I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Patreon. Oh, Jesus. That's not true. I'm thinking I'm doing the Patreon, but I'm not. My God. Welcome in. I think this... Is this thing on? I think it's on. I mean, why wouldn't it be? I think it is. Are you guys here? There's like no one watching the show. I needed to double check that it's even on, for God's sake. Can you imagine if I'm talking to myself for an extended period of time, how awful that would be? It says I'm live. There you are. Thank you. I thought, because typically when I start the show, you know, people are like, hey, what's going on? Like, even if it's Act 2. And then I didn't see anything, so then I got paranoid that I was talking to no one. Chris says, I think you played that Welcome Back song after you guys almost got fired and were replaced by that moose guy on WBBL. That's an interesting story, too. The way that unfolded was, that was the day where Ben Glaze got pissed off about something. And I got pissed off because he got pissed off. And so then we shut the mics off. And I'm like, God damn it. Well, all right, go home. Go home then. So he went home. And then I got in trouble for sending him home. And, you know, this they then made like a big deal about it. And they suspended. Well, they actually were going to fire both of us. And we're like, okay, this is way too big of a deal here. Specifically, Ben, I think somebody called him a snowflake or something like that. And he was going to tell somebody to F off or something like that. And he said, I almost swore. And I go, well, I was giving him shit over it too. And I was getting a little bit too annoyed, too wound up in it. It was stupid all the way around. Should have never did that. But then Ben went ahead and I think he like called HR or some shit like that. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I'm not mad. So I then get suspended. I'm like, what am I getting suspended for? I didn't do anything. I wasn't the fucking idiot. But you shouldn't have sent him home. And I'm like, ugh. And then, so we're both not at the radio station. And they don't know what they're going to do with this. So I'm waiting. And this is very typical in radio. It happened with Free Beer and Hot Wings, too. They, like, keep you in limbo. Well, meanwhile, I went ahead and contacted all of my sponsors. that when I actually started working there, I brought with me. And so I've got all these sponsors that I do advertising for. And I said to them, I go, "Will you, if you could you please reach out to the station and tell them that if I don't get back on the air, they're going to pull their advertising?" So they did. And then as soon as that happened, then I get a phone call. "Hey, why don't you come back?" Okay, great. So all the while that is going on, the radio station doesn't say anything. They put on another show. Some show they picked up off of the satellite, some sports show, and just put it on. So the audience has no idea what happened. And we weren't allowed, they said to us, "Don't say anything on social media." I'm like, you know, this is so fucking stupid. That was the time, that was in October of 2018. That was when, during that week, I set up my little podcasting equipment here and built the Patreon. And I reached out to Jericho and I said, "Hey, get the website ready. I think I'm about to get fired. I want to sell some t-shirts." "Okay." So that's, I was getting ready. I was like, I was prepared to get fired. Hold on, Pooh Bear. Hang on, one more text message. "Rescheduling the phone call because I'm so busy today." Okay. So they just put another show on without telling it was ridiculous. Then Ben was in this real fragile state of mind then. I don't know what the fuck his problem was. We're trying to turn it around then. And so, you know, Ben's kind of like got PTSD from the whole thing. So then we're trying to put it back together. And then what we're starting to think as we're getting close to the day that we got fired, the guy who's running the radio station says, "Hey, we've got a big announcement coming up. Where there's some changes being made to the radio station." And Ben and I are like, "Oh, they're taking the sports station that we're on and going to make it a rock station. And we're going to be the cornerstones of it. Our great show." And to this day, I cannot believe I didn't see this one coming. Because I even overheard Tony Gates saying to Michelle, "Yeah, they're going to get fired soon." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, whatever. Like, you know." Sure enough, we get shit canned. God. The pumpkin patch incident must have been around then. Yeah, well, you got to figure October, November. I think the pumpkin patch incident happened after the Ben Glaze incident that I was just telling you about. That was the one where when I pulled up to the guy who was all pissed off because we made a crack about his kid, that we suggested that instead of raising money for the pumpkin sales to get the support dog, get the kid some speech classes so he quits sounding like an idiot when he talks or maybe made some horrible joke. The dad got all pissed. Like, "Hey, I'm going to come see you and buy some So I bought like $500 worth of pumpkins of this guy just so that he wouldn't bitch and like call the newspaper. And then when I got out of the car, he goes, "Boy, I can't believe Ben Glaze said that." And I realized that I was off the hook. I was like, "Yeah, oh, I know. He's just such an asshole." Chris said, "You had some good bits. They would have been smarter to make you the cornerstone over 'It's different here. Nobody listens.'" Actually, that Q station, it's doing all right. It's not that big of a deal. It does fare. Easy morning show players, football picks with the embassy, dear meathead, age discrimination. Yeah, those were fun bits. We had a good time on there. It was too bad it didn't work out. All right. Where were we on this Monday edition of the show? I went to this apple orchard. It's a MAGA stronghold. And at least it has been. I think they actually had like Trump there or My Pillow guy or Mike Pence, or there was some rally that happened at this apple orchard sometime in the not so distant future. And they've really upped their game at this apple orchard. It's called Ed Dunaback and Girls. And it's a solid orchard, okay? So last time I was there, they didn't have anything. You just walk in, buy some donuts, go pick some apples, and leave. And but now I think that they added like petting zoo, you know, and you can buy they like make their own beer there. And there's some guy playing like acoustic guitar and singing, and people are sitting around. There's a nice little scene going on there. So we walk in and you can order food. I'm like, this place is happening. And one thing I discovered, you know who goes to apple orchards apparently? Attractive white people. Because I couldn't believe all the attractive people that were there at the apple orchard. And I think what they've been able to do at the apple orchard is weed out typical scuzzy, bad side of the hard living line MAGA people that goes to these things. I think what they've done is priced it out, because most of those people that would vote for Trump on the wrong side of the hard living line, they can't afford this. Because it wasn't cheap. Now, all we wanted to do was go and pick some fucking Honeycrisp, which that's the candy of apples. Nick says, isn't that the orchards where the sun got caught yelling at all the migrant workers? I don't think so. I don't think so. I would have remembered that. It was a different one. Chris says, why were you there then? Well, I was there to get some apples. You know, I don't care if this is a place where MAGA people go. I'm not like that type of guy who, you know, just because it's a MAGA place, I won't support it. If they have good apples, that's all I'm there for. Just like My Pillow. Like if I wanted to buy a pillow, I'd consider buying the My Pillow. Because that asshole makes good pillows. O'Neill is having a dream right now. He's okay. Chris says, I was referencing attractive people going. That's why I asked, why were you going? Oh, I get it. Okay. Stream. No, but you're right, because you know I walk in and old and ugly, and everybody there is attractive and young. But it was great. Those Honeycrisp apples. So if you were to look at the apple under a microscope, the individual cells inside of the apple. If you were to compare any other apple to a Honeycrisp apple, the size of the actual cell on that small of a level are huge compared to the cells in all different types of apples. And inside of those cells, they're packed with more sugar That's why when you eat a fucking Honeycrisp apple, it's candy. Chris says Pink Lady is far superior. Also a good apple. We did get Pink Ladies. We got Pink Ladies. We got Honeycrisp. And I think we got some Red Delicious. And okay, so while I'm walking around, I'm picking Honeycrisp off the tree and eating them. And before you know it, I have consumed 4 Honeycrisp apples. That's a lot of apples. And that's going to mess up my old gut. And I didn't care. And then we brought the apples home. And last night, it was time to make the Eric Zane Show podcast, Slaughter the Turks, apple crisp dessert. Serve with vanilla ice cream. Okay. And then after I ate way too much apple crisp, which is really fantastic, and I had Slaughter the Turks Armenian chili before that, about an hour after that, I was about to die. The amount of time seated in the toilet was ridiculous. Probably 4 too many apples, frankly, had a devastating effect on me. Kenny says, I'm going to die if we keep talking about food. I'm starving, LOL. How far are you into the fast? I'm curious. And I do suggest that you, for this week, to restart your, get you out of that plateau, you go hard on pumping iron this week. I mean, I don't care if you're lifting jugs of milk. You got to lift some weights this week. Okay, so we can really kickstart that metabolism. Chris says, Kenny just a mere 87 hours into his fast. You're already over 16. You're fine. I would do that. I would eat some protein right now to make yourself feel better. Chris has a buddy who works with the soccer team who he was doing like 18 to 20 hours a day fasting. And I think that that guy, he was a fat fuck. And now he's lean as shit. Really, really skinny. He dropped like 100 pounds or something like that in a short amount of time. I remember him telling me about it when I was doing the soccer games, which I just love doing that. It's so much fun. Oh, my God. Okay. So then, all right, that all happens. We get the apples. Good to go. The place is packed. All right. All you need to do, like this place, Ed Dunaback and girls, when we went the last time, you could park like right in front of the barn. Now, all you have to do is add the animals, maybe a hayride, have some beer that you've brewed, make it so you can make food in the kitchen. And now it's packed. There were 2 overflow parking lots. They had to hire a deputy to keep the traffic moving and direct traffic. And there were so many people packed into that place that both of the lots were full and they had signs there. We got there just in time. It said sold out. Okay. Hundreds of cars. Licensed to print money. And then Jackie says, so do these people just work during apple season, then that's it? I go, well, I mean, some of them, sure, you know? But, yeah, I mean, this is a working farm. You got to work it all year long. It's probably they probably work 365 days a year. So quite a racket, though, that they have. Very, very cool. Kenny, just a mere 87 hours into his fast. Already read that one. Chris talking about his buddy who lost so much weight. How much time did he lose that weight in, by the way? After the apple orchard, back home, and I'm like, all right, I gotta winterize the fraud bus. I gotta get this thing out of here. This is on Sunday morning, actually. And I'm like, okay, I gotta make chili today for the family. I gotta make apple crisp for the family. And I gotta get this thing winterized and get it out of my driveway and get it packed away nice and tidy. So I'm scared to death that I'm gonna fuck this thing up, like I indicated to you last week. But I was able to do this, which is shocking to me. I went ahead and accessed like a water pump and had to attach some weirdo adapter. And there's a hose coming out of my adapter that goes into like that a jug of pink antifreeze. And you know, winterize, turn on the pump. Okay, but I have it all in there. And then I leaned because I was running short of antifreeze, so I had to kind of like tip the jug and turned on the pump and walked out of the bathroom, and then I heard the jug fall. So it's going glug, 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 like it's dumping all over the ground of the fraud, all over the flooring of the fraud bus. I'm like, oh my God, you fucking asshole. Shit. An entire roll of paper towel to clean the shit up. My God, it was ridiculous. Got it done. And then listen to the Lions game, clean the fraud bus up, get it out. Get it out. So worried that my neighbor Chris was going to bang on the door and say, dickhead, this has been here for 8 days. You have exceeded the amount of days that it's supposed to be here by 4 times the amount. Okay. Amy makes a comment about my worst fear. I can't wait for spring when EZ goes to summarize the fraud bus and he realizes he didn't winterize it properly. That would be horrible. And then Aram says, I wonder if the warranty will still be good if the dealer's approved winter user isn't used. Yeah, I know what you mean by that. Yeah, I hope not. Amy says, Aram and I were thinking the same thing. Yes. Kenny says, light it on fire. Yeah, that thing. My God. It's a real bad feeling. 1 year under our belt, and it's bad. It's been bad. I don't know if it's going to get better. It can't possibly. A lot of people encouraging me to sell the damn thing. Okay, before we continue, first of all, I am actually, typically I like to go 2 hours. I might be just a touch short today, not because I don't have anything to talk about, but today's a day when I have to go and take care of Jackie's dog, and I'm the only one who can do it, and it's far away. She moved, so I don't want the dog to be struggling to go to the, you know, because the dog has to go to the bathroom. So just FYI. But before I get to the next thing that I want to talk about, I do want to mention I have a brand new sponsor, Werner Roofing. You can find them at WernerRoofing.com. So what you do, this is what I did. Okay, I went to Werner Roofing and Exteriors because they also do gutters. They do metal roofs. They do siding on your home. And, of course, the way I did it, I just got a brand new roof, not a metal roof. And I went to this spot on their website and filled out this form. Okay? Now, when you do this and you're in West Michigan, there's a spot where it says message. And then you type, Eric Zane told me about you on his amazing podcast. You fill out your name, your email, your phone number. They will get back in touch with you in short order to begin the process. This is a top-notch professional organization. They are spectacular at Werner Roofing. So get your estimate and get after it. If you are in West Michigan, I went through this process, every bit of it, And it was so painless and so outstanding. Seriously. Because, you know, getting a roof, that's a big ticket item all of a sudden. You're like, oh, my God, what do I do? Well, if you have the cash, you pay it. If not, they've got the financing. And that was a very, very simple process because just a few questions that I answered via the folks at Werner Roofing. And before, by the end of the phone call, okay, that's it. You're in business. And so now I'm taken care of. I got a nice extended payment plan that's not breaking the bank. And if you want to know the truth, the roof on my house is it's a pretty large job. And I'll just be completely upfront with you. I was able to finance north of $25,000. And because of the length of the term, it's setting me back $327 a month. So that just gives you an idea if because, you know, here at the Eric Zane Show podcast mansion, what I'm telling you is your house isn't nearly as big as mine. So yours is not going to cost nearly as much as mine. I'm totally being a jackass here. Chris says, make sure you get a few quotes so you can screw over Roof Doc. Poor Roof Doc. Roof Doc showed up here and was doing a good job. But when I went to Werner, I was like, boy, this is more of what I like. And the truth is, I got three estimates and they were all about the same. And this is what I wrote in my Google review. There was something about Werner Roofing that I was like, you know what? I just like you guys better. Just something stands out to me that makes me feel like I'm making the right decision for such a big ticket item. So there you go. Reach out to Werner Roofing, and you can go to WernerRoofing.com, WERNER, and then another R, WernerRoofing.com, and fill out the form. Or you can just call them at 616-844-5382, and you'll be hearing a lot from Werner Roofing because I was excited because they decided to become a partner of mine, and they bought into the biggest marketing plan that I have available. So thank you so much for that. And you can go ahead and I thank them for that. So you'll be hearing a lot from them. Every day of the week, I'll be talking about Werner Roofing. All right. Estate-wise, when it comes to estate planning, that's who you call, Zach Marco at Estate-wise. In fact, I just posted a video of an interview I did with Zach about all of what they do at Estate-wise, estate planning for you and your loved ones. This is very, very important. If you have a house, you have a home, you have a car, you have multiple cars, whatever it may be, you have a fraud bust, what's going to happen if you pass away without your estate planning is that all goes into probate. And to get that out of probate, it's a pain in the ass. Skip all that by making your intentions known by doing your estate planning with EstateWise. You can find them online at estate-wise.com, or you can just reach out to Zach at 616-540-7544. Mention me, you'll save 15% on your estate planning services. Take that first step and reach out to Zach today. 616-540-7544 from anywhere in the U.S. Patrick says, hopefully Werner Roofing doesn't talk about football. You wrote Warner, but it's Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. Thoughts and prayers to our pal Joe Martinez. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal EZ. To talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports, and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift. That's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Who is undergoing a medical procedure today? Probably feeling a little under the weather. I hope he doesn't look to the Michigan Wolverines for any type of solace. As here's to hoping they get the shit kicked out of them when they go against Michigan State. During the football weekend, Deshaun Watson, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, dropped back to pass, and his Achilles tendon ruptured. They have a video of it happening. When a person's Achilles tendon ruptures, it's like, old school blind, when you pull those blinds down on your window and then you let it up. It does that. It like, boing, yong, 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 yong. It does that deal. And that's what happened to him. You see like a, it says by video, clear right Achilles tendon rupture, telltale calf reverberation. Because the tendon goes rolling up the leg. And you can see it here when his right foot plants, and they'll zoom in. This is a bizarre level of grossness. Look at that's it. It exploded right there. Ugh. So he's down. He's crying on the field. The fans are cheering because they don't like him. And if you want to see that video, it's in the show notes of this podcast, this audio podcast. If you're listening and not, and you don't have the ability to view it while I'm talking about it live, you can just click on the link. So this is a guy who the Cleveland fans don't like him for a lot of reasons. First of all, he showed up. And he immediately had a service suspension by the league for poor behavior because he was a guy who, when he played with Houston, it was one of those big moments where a bunch of people came out of the woodwork and said, yeah, I was giving him a massage, a therapeutic massage, and he made me give him a hand job, or he started to beat his meat right in front of me. It was horrible. And, you know, all that type of weirdo shit that you hear about from time to time. And many, many women came out. And I think all but one woman is still pursuing some type of legal vindication. And I don't know. I don't recall if it's a criminal thing or a civil thing. I think it is a civil thing, actually. But he went ahead and was able to get all of these women to agree to drop their lawsuits by paying money. So all while that was going on, Cleveland signed him to be their quarterback, and they gave him a ton of money, and he hasn't done anything. He's been horrible. Okay. And so the fans weren't too heartbroken when he went down. Then the backup is another guy named Jameis Winston. And he's a bit of a free spirit, you know. He kind of talks a lot. And he's a fair quarterback. All right. He's not great, but he's okay. But anyway, he responded in the after the game to when they interviewed him. He took the time to say that he was upset with the fans for showing that, you know, rubbing Deshaun Watson's face and shit after this. And so Jameis Winston doesn't like that. And this is his response, which I thought this was actually, I'm going to play it and then I'll comment on it. This is backup quarterback Jameis Winston. Him responding to the fans cheering after Deshaun Watson went down.
The way I was raised, I was taught to love no matter the circumstances, especially for people who do right by you. I'm grateful that I had a chance to serve Deshaun, but I am very upset with the reaction to a man that has had the world against him for the past 4 years, and he put his body and life on the line for this city every single day, regardless of your perception, regardless of what you thought should happen with him. He committed every single day that I've been here to be the best that he can be for this team. And I know I come from the deep south, Birmingham, Alabama, Bessemer, Alabama, so I know the standard that hungry fans want. But the way I was raised, I will never pull on a man when he's down, but I will be the person to lift him up. And that, all of us have unique experiences. All of us have circumstances, conditions, and facts that we face every single day. And I pride myself in being a man of increase and being a man that wants the best out of everybody. I tell myself every morning, what I want for myself, I want for everyone. And I do not want the treatment that Deshaun Watson has received from these passionate fans. I know you love this game. When I first got here, I knew these were some amazing fans. But Deshaun was treated badly. And now he has to overcome another obstacle. So I'm going to support him. I'm going to lift him up. And I'm going to be there for him. Because I see the way he fights. I see the way that he works. And I know who he is as a person and as an NFL quarterback. And that's all I have to say to address him. I'm sending up my prayers. I already prayed for his leg, and I will continue.
Okay. This is embarrassing. So bad. God. Talk about being on the wrong side of something. I would say that the only thing that's acceptable there is to say nothing. You don't comment. You know, I'm you know, Jameis Winston doesn't strike me as the brightest guy. But yeah, I don't. That is fucking tone deaf. To be that grandiose, laying it on so, that guy was laying it on so thick. God damn, that was ugly. That was very, very bad. That was such poor form. I mean, if you know Jameis, or if you work for the Cleveland Browns, you do realize that his name is Mud. Everybody hates him. He's a fucking pervert, you sick fuck. God damn, that was a mess. Tofa says he's a dumb fuck. He paid off a bunch of women he sexually assaulted, and you want to pray for his leg. Yeah, you can't write this stuff. Folks, Patrick says Winston is a legendary idiot. He's very simple and harmless. Yeah, he is, but I think that statement, I think the reason why people may not comment about that statement that he just made is because he's so dumb. They'll probably look at that and say, yeah, he's kind of foolish. This is not a smart individual. I think you need to go back and look at the Cleveland Browns. They made Deshaun Watson a very, very rich man, knowing full well that, I mean, it was right in the middle when all that shit was going on. He was still under contract with Houston, and they wanted to get rid of him because of all of this shit. And Cleveland said, we'll take him. I mean, that's the big takeaway here. You know, God damn. Chris says the booing is a result of his own behaviors. Winston is acting like people don't like him for no reason at all. That's a great point. I mean, this is a perfect example of you reap what you sow. If that dumb son of a bitch thinks that he can get away with what he did and then something bad happens to him, boy, that's tough to be a Cleveland Browns fan. You know, you like the team, but the team goes out of their way to sign this fucking sexual deviant at a time when the world, you know, The world's supposed to be done turning a blind eye to that shit. You know, and I, if I'm a fan of them, I'm like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? Chris says, and then they also shipped off Baker Mayfield, who is playing very well. Yeah, they can't get out of their own way. They're a bunch of idiots. Tofus is very bothered by all this. He says, I can't even imagine the world that these guys live in, getting paid millions of dollars to play football, and you can get away with a lot of criminals of crimes because of your status, and then you can say shit like this. He earned that hate and finally follows up with, most people are fed up with pieces of shit like him getting away with crimes. Yeah, it's ugly. It's ugly. You know, that's like saying if, I mean, like Bill Cosby. I wrote Bill Cosby's name down. If there was, like, let's say Bill Cosby fell down the fucking steps the first day out of jail. And another comedian said, yeah, we got to lift Bill Cosby up. And nobody would even, that's laughable. No one would even dare do that or say that. Maize and Blue is back. He says, I'll bet Joe Martinez thinks he's a good quarterback. I'm actually happy that Jameis Winston did this. Because, I mean, the thing about Jameis is it's deceiving because he doesn't sound stupid. But his context is so fucked up. You're like, this can't be real, right? He's either fucking around or he's just dumb as shit. But he sounds brilliant to me. Jameis Winston takes his time when he speaks. He makes his message very, very clear. And he does a good job of conveying his message there. But he's just all fucking wrong. It's very deceiving, in my opinion. Stephen A. Smith, this was also sent my way. And I think it was Chris D. who said, you need to run this by our pal Kyle and see what he has to say about this. The question is being posed to Stephen A. If you're at a friend's house and you clog the toilet and there's no plunger, what do you do? Which, by the way, I love Stephen A. Stephen A. makes me happy.
At Greg 1-667-693-5420. Stephen A. Smith, if you're at a friend's house and clog the toilet and there's no plunger, what do you do? Very, very simple. You close the toilet bowl. You call your friend and say, your damn toilet's clogged. I'm very, very sorry that I got some shit up in there, but you didn't tell me your toilet was gonna clog. Do you have a plunger? If not, I suggest you go get one. Because I didn't know I was going to clog the damn thing. I didn't know your toilet was going to work. My bad. But that's what happened. Okay? You ain't got no choice. What if you sit up there and just leave, and then they come into their house and they see you clog their toilet, and you never told them? That's very rude. That's very rude, and it's very nasty. And you don't want to be responsible for something like that. Okay? So I would tell you that. All right? Okay? But that's it. That's where I'm going with that. At Greg...
I think Stephen A. is keeping out a key thing, though. Because I've faced this dilemma myself. What if the toilet water is rising and it's going to overflow? Kenny says you use your damn hand like Eric or the Queen of the Forest. Exactly right. That's a baller move. When that all happened to me at the radio station, okay, it was a normal evacuation by EZ. There's no lid. It's just, you know, a workplace toilet with that little half toilet seat, you know, with the opening. And it's rising fast. My collection of turds have mobilized. They're at the top, spinning around. They're going to wind up on the floor. Had I not carried out with what I did, we would have had an even worse problem. And there was also people lined up outside of the bathroom. I knew there was going to be another person coming into that bathroom. I took one for the team. I pulled up my sleeve and I went down and I made my hand like this, kind of like when you're sticking your whole hand inside of a lady's private parts, which I haven't actually done that, but I've seen it in videos. I mean, you can't go in like this. You got to go in like this. I did that, and then I turned my hand into a fist. Now, if I were to pull it out, it's going to go like that. And I did it. I pulled it out and it went. And the good yank, it broke free everything that was past it. And immediately the water level dropped. The turds that were floating around my upper arm went. The water fell right out of that fucking thing. So then my hand's soaking wet with horrible things on it. You can just wash. I scrubbed all the way up my arm, cleaned it up, and then that was it. And I knew I had to tell this story. Tophus writes, "You were a real hero." Yeah. Not all heroes wear capes. Short Fuse Linda writes, delayed lunch for me. Chris writes, oh my word. And with the green face. That actually happened. I might have done that twice. I can't remember now. I know Pooh Bear had to do it once too. Champions will stick their hand in a clogged toilet in a pinch. That's what we do. All right. Tophus says it beats the shit out of an overflowing toilet. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. On the Patreon today, someone sent me Dave Bautista in an amazing clip. Corey sent this. Dave Bautista gives Donald Trump a verbal power bomb. That's the guy who played Drax on Guardians of the Galaxy. What he does in this clip is fantastic. I think it's in association with Jimmy Kimmel. I'm going to play that for you on the Patreon. Also, Trump has a new supporter. Speaking of dumb athletes, Antonio Brown, you remember Antonio Brown? Antonio Brown spoke on behalf of Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania. And oh no. Oh my God. And I also need to show you my new favorite thing, bums versus drones. This is great. That is what's coming up on the Patreon bonus podcast today. You need to be there for it. Sign up for 7 days free. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Before we get to the asshole of the day, King's Room Barbershop invites you to check them out online, kingsroom.net. They have three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and of course, 821 36th Street. kingsroom.net. Get your hair cut. They've been cutting hair for more than 50 years at King's Room Barbershop. A haircut will set you back $19 plus tip. Check out the hours at kingsroom.net. And if you are thinking about changing jobs and you cut hair, think about King's Room Barbershop. They want to talk to you. Help wanted. Apply within. Thank you. Kuiper Tree Care, great sponsor. If you are in West Michigan and you need to get trees removed or perhaps stump grinding, tree pruning, land clearing, storm cleanup, tree risk assessment, reach out to Kuiper Tree Care. They take care of the trees here at my house. They're great. 616-828-8225. Nearly all of these sponsors I have firsthand experience with. Like Mario, yes. TC Paintball, of course. Frank Fuss, yes. Irvine's, yes. Werner, yes. Kuiper, yes. Estate-wise, yes. In fact, every single one of my sponsors today, including King's Room Barbershop, Berlin Raceway, and A&E Heating and Cooling, are all, I'm customers of all these businesses. That's how this all works out. I become a customer, and then they start marketing on the podcast, and I tell you about it. Reach out to Kuiper Tree Care for any one of the services I mentioned at 616-828-8225. As always, for Kuiper Tree Care and all my sponsors, please mention me when you call. Maureen says, I should have went back in for a haircut. I need one. You could. King's Room Barbershop. If you're a guy or a chick who likes short hair, that's where you go. And Maureen is of the short hair variety. Chris says, that's how you know they're good. If a sponsor's good enough for Hot Tub Man, it's good enough for us. You're damn right. Finally today, we talked about Joe Martinez going through a medical procedure today. Hope he's doing well. He brings us A&E Heating and Cooling. For just $145, you can get the furnace tune-up and the furnace diagnostic test. Just a tune-up is $79. At least do that before you turn on your furnace. But you can get all of that, the furnace tune-up and the diagnostic furnace test, valued at $145, for free. The only catch is you can't have taken advantage of this in the last 2 years. Reach out to Joe Martinez at 616-516-8579 and schedule that appointment today. If you've never had your furnace tuned up, you really need to do that because they're checking for safety issues and making sure that it's running smoothly. You don't want anything bad happening. 616-516-8579. Have them come to your place and help you out. And that deal I was mentioning where you get it for free, that's because DTE partnered with Joe, the only HVAC company that they partnered with, to offer this free. 616-516-8579. Schedule today. It is time for the asshole of the day. Last week, Friday, we made it free beer just because. That passive-aggressive nonsense with our pal Hot Wings. Today's asshole of the day, brought to you, as always, by TC Paintball, is Jameis Winston. Hard to argue that. Look, I wrote Winston. What an asshole. Hang on. Congratulations to Jameis Winston. It could be Deshaun Watson, too. All right. No, that's what, I mean, you get what you paid for. That's what Ding Dong signed up for. That is my time, ladies and gentlemen. Watch your ears. I'm about to roll the theme. I think we're good. All right, I'll talk to you on Patreon. It'll be a little later. I'm not napping, but I am going to let the dog out. Take care. Till then, bye-bye.